Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today.
Hello.
All right. It's always quiet with you. You know what?
I think it's just because I ate the chicken nuggets. So there's like chicken nuggets stuck
in my teeth. You got to lick your lips better. Try it.
Do it again. Now go. All right. There it is.
That's right.
Well, I hope you didn't miss us too much.
They were pissed off.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset that we didn't upload an episode. And, you know,
it was like racist slurs.
Yeah. Look, honestly, it wasn't our fault. Okay, technically it was my fault overall.
Tell us what happened.
So, a little backstory. So, I went to college, right, before I dropped out. This is, like, the very beginning of my college journey. And I got a laptop for, you know, graduating high school and going to college.
What kind of laptop?
I got a MacBook Pro, but it was, like, the 2013. Yeah, at the time, that was, like, the good ones. 2013 is the key number here.
That's when I graduated.
Yeah. And believe it or not, you know, I've been in college for so long, right, before I decided to drop out.
Shit. That means Hero can go. His processor can fail any moment now.
Oh, exactly. No, he's in the prime. So as the time went on, right, my computer started experiencing a lot of technical difficulties. And, you know, I always told myself, like, I'm going to get it fixed. But it kept pushing, you know. I was like, okay, it's going.
It's because you have a bunch of shit on there, too.
Yeah. It has all of my music, all of Needs Garlic. Well, all three musics, as in, like, The Limit, L23, House of Guerrero music. That's a lot of music. All of our episodes from total of 5 years. All my nudes.
That is so.
And,
Hero's nudes as well.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. Hero's dick pic wouldn't fit. So it was like a gigabyte. Oh, yeah, gigabyte.
Shut up.
So we had every intention to record and upload the episode, but
we were in the middle of recording.
Yeah, we started off regular intro, you know, going in raw, right? And
we did like what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that?
No, it was like 5 minutes. Yeah.
Oh,
and
was that the second take?
Maybe. Well, I don't know what it was. We had our good intro, like we were in there, like we were deep in there.
Mm-hmm.
And my laptop was like, oh, nope, you're not recording today because the processor was overloading. And I was like, okay, well, let me just, like, you know, let's pause it here, you know, let's regroup, let's try it again. So we hit record and
restart and
the same
cartridge
thing. Yeah, so next thing you know, we restarted and same thing, the overloading processor.
Even
right
sooner than
yeah sooner. And then me and Tweety were googling it, and you know, my laptop was at the point where, like, the processor couldn't keep up with what we were doing. And long story short, even after the day, whenever they had left, I was trying to record, like, a bunch of stuff, like my music and all that stuff, and it just kept overloading. So I did some research, and the processor was failing, the battery was in bad condition, and to fix all that, it was basically like a few inches away from a new laptop price wise. So I decided, you know, it was about time I get a brand new laptop, and that's why we are here recording today. We had dropped the Needs Garlic Fund.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I can do this right. Which one's the applause? Yeah. Oh, there we go. Thank you. We got a new laptop. So That happened. So long story short, my laptop died. It still turns on, though. You know, you could still, but, like, even whenever you were, like, go online,
you,
like,
can sell it,
like, you would see, like, the, like, it would always say, like, oh, it's using too much energy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And whether it was Google, whether it was Nexus, whether it was porn, like, it couldn't keep up.
What if you clean wipe it? You don't know what would happen.
We'll
transfer his stuff first and then
true.
But even with the new laptop, the guy was saying, like, you know, if you want, we can transfer everything. Because it was part of the warranty. That was the free transfer. And I was like, no, let's just start from scratch. I don't want to, like, you know, bad influence from the old one to the new.
Yeah, don't throw anything that we don't need.
Yeah, exactly. So, new computer, new us. All right. So
we sound better?
I hear it, but they don't hear it. Maybe it's just the fact that my speakers were, like, all blown up. So I, like, that's what it sounded like on the computer. But, yeah, so that's what happened. New laptop, new me, or new us. I'm very excited. But it's crazy how, like, you would think, like, technology will last us a long, long time. And 10 years is a long time.
That is actually pretty good.
like a good life. Good,
yeah, it lasted a good while for you. Out of all the things you did, and then 10 years later, it was still running. Like, that's pretty impressive.
You know what's impressive? Not blowing up in those 5 years, 10 years. So, I mean, if you want to support my music, Annie's Garlic, you know where to go.
Mine lasted a long time, too, but the battery was
Yeah, no one cares about your laptop, okay? Yeah, okay. It doesn't matter, right?
Yours is currently fucked up.
My computer works fine.
His works fine. Uh-uh. It's because his
is like 10 minutes to load a page.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Does it, though?
Mm-hmm. Because when we record on his laptop.
It works just fine.
Really, Hero? Because I've seen your computer and the things you watch on there, it's kind of inappropriate.
Surprise, it's still breathing without the viruses.
Oh, my God. But anyways, the one thing that I thought about the most about, you know, my laptop and technology, and I brought up with Hero before, and it's a topic of AI. Now, for those of you that don't know what AI is, it means all in. No, I was kidding. Artificial intelligence. What do you think about that, Hero? How is that like, is that a good thing or a bad thing in the world?
I think it gets scary real quick with the,
yeah,
that robot lady.
Oh, a Siri?
No.
Oh. Alexa?
The human looking one.
Oh.
What's her name?
Deborah. No, that's not what her name is. Like, what is her name? Sophia. Sophie.
Yeah.
Oh, Sophie. See, like, when it gets that advanced, like, I think that's kind of scary.
Like, to have a conversation with the robot?
Is Alexa and Siri technically AI?
Kind of.
Yeah, because, I mean,
it's more like an assistant, supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, because if you link up your house and different objects to, like, Alexa or, like, but a speaker or whatever, it can, just, like,
responds to you. This doesn't really, like...
So what is AI really thinking on its own? And
I think AI has to be, like, something of, like, its own.
It has to solve problems, I think.
Oh.
I think it takes our mind and they use it at 100%. Have you heard about that? Like, people that we don't use 100% of our brain?
I don't know if that's a myth or not. Is that a myth?
I think it's, like, a half myth.
Like half your brain. No, I was kidding. That's half your brain. No, talking. I was kidding.
I don't think the percentage is correct, but something like that. Or like it varies. The brain activity varies throughout different other variables and all that.
Hmm. Wait, so the movie iRobot, is that not iRobot? Is it called Robot?
It is called
with Will Smith.
With Will Smith.
Yeah. What would you do if we were in a world like that today? Like everything was controlled by robots and all that jam.
I feel like that's the direction we're going.
You think so?
Like a lot of things are being controlled by computers.
I don't think in our lifetime, but...
Yeah, definitely not in our
lifetime. Oh, maybe Hero's lifetime. No, I was kidding. Oh, shit. Definitely not Hero's lifetime.
Maybe when Hero reaches his prime.
Oh, yeah, probably. Would you consider a Tesla AI?
I don't know.
Because they can, like, drive on its own.
Kinda, then, I guess. The self-driving feature is probably, like,
AI-ish.
Some form of it. AI is she?
Ew, that's gross when you say it like that. AI is she?
You ever heard about that McDonald's that runs only on computers?
No.
Yeah.
What McDonald's?
I forgot where it was at. You didn't hear about it?
Mm-mm.
It's
really? Because you always go to McDonald's.
Literally has no work today. You just went to McDonald's for a while.
You were just there eating a fucking 40 piece.
I didn't see it.
You just scarfed out a 50 piece.
Like the kiosk or what?
No, it's a whole McDonald's, but it's only run by like computers.
But like, how will they serve the food and make the food? Like, they have robots in
there? Yeah, they have. It's all like.
They don't have robots in there.
They don't like drive around.
Like, hello, why do you like the order?
Why was he like that?
He's a Mexican robot.
Oh, Luis.
Luis designed it.
He's not that smart. But no, I haven't heard about that at all.
No, yeah, look it up.
I don't have my phone. Let's it. All right.
But yeah, it was like, it's literally run by like a bunch of computers. And
run
stuff.
Or ran?
Runned. No, I'm just kidding.
Runned.
Look, McDonald's. Well, I can't fucking spell McDonald's.
I think it's in. No, I don't want to guess. It sounds stupid.
I know. Before I left, they were in talks of like making a chip frying machine at Chipotle.
It says robots. It says, welcome to the first ever McDonald's where you're served by robots in Texas.
Let's go.
No. Andy, road trip?
I'm not.
Why not?
What if they poison us? I'm just kidding.
With what, Hero? They're programmed to be following the safety procedures.
They're probably more safe than the actual worker.
No, just kidding.
Oh, well, I don't know how they clean
themselves. And then you already have all those self-checkout lines at Walmart. They added even more.
I know.
Well, yeah, because they don't have people freaking working. What's the point of having all those fucking lines that don't fucking hire people to work?
There's only like two open at all times.
That was my biggest pet peeve. Like, why would you have like so many like registers and lines and whatever?
I'm loving the new self-checkouts.
No, yeah, me too. I'm just saying.
They're always busy.
The new machines are always good.
So you approve of AI. No, I was kidding.
Stop.
For that kind of thing?
Yeah.
As long as it's not like telling me.
Oh, it's in Fort Worth.
The only thing that
Bro,
sucks.
That's like 4 hours away.
You went down.
And you're going to be a little bitch about it now?
My cousin lives there.
Oh, tell him to go for us.
Wait, your real cousin or your fake cousin?
Oh, yeah. Who knows who that person actually is?
It's in a mystery.
Yeah, I've never had fake family.
I've never had a fake family.
You don't call me your brother?
No. I call you my fat cock girlfriend. I was going to step bro. I was
just call you little bitch.
No, but yeah, I saw it right now. I think it's kind of weird though. Like, it literally says that the robot is going to take your order, then they make the food, and they package the food, and they give it to you.
A little quick hand job while you're at it.
A little bit.
Send you off.
We should go. No.
We got to go for sure.
They can wrap my McGriddle. Oh my God. But see, in that way, it's kind of useful. Oh no, that's the bad thing, right? Because if they have robots doing human people jobs, where does that leave us? You know, like, what? The pause? Like, I was like,
dun, dun.
No, but isn't that, like, true, though? Like, if that's successful, right, they're going to think that all robots can do it all, and then eventually you'll add up to, like, every restaurant's going to have robots. And then that, like, takes away the fast food industry people working.
I think a lot of people, like, they wouldn't get rid of the whole thing because some people would still want to interact with, like, the waiter and stuff like that.
But, like, no, I'm talking like fast food, though.
Overall, why would you want to do that? Because then you don't have to tip.
Wait, do we have the tip robots, though?
No.
Why eventually, not? People are going to be like, all robot lives matter.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I kind of see that happening.
Yeah. Like, they have feelings, too.
If they get too smart.
If there's a way that they can express themselves, then people will start saying, like, they'll start feeling bad for them.
But, like, is that, like, on our part, though, or is it on their part? Because we have emotional intelligence, right? So, if we... Oh, I don't know how to explain it. Because
I feel like they can be emotionally intelligent, too.
Robots?
Yeah.
So, what defines emotion, though, in a human? Like...
Oh, for us, it's chemically. For them, it would be just programming.
Yeah. You can't put chemicals in a robot, though?
No.
Not the same way our brain works.
Yeah, but I think you can program it to, like...
To feel sad?
It's like, oh, exactly, this happened.
Because I should feel sad. But you ask it, how are you really feeling? He's like, I don't know, but I can express the emotion of feeling sad because it's programmed in there.
Right.
But they're not genuinely sad. Yeah.
But then that will trick us, though, right? Because we have empathy.
Technically, they can trick us.
Technically? Technology? Like, how do they?
Technologically?
Oh my God, stop it. I don't know. The more I think about it, though, like...
It's scary.
It is scary because when you look at Sophie, whatever her name is, you can genuinely have a conversation with her and she'll like take it like above to the next level in a sense of like, kind of like what you said. She understands like what something is.
Have you seen the interview?
Yeah, I have.
It's weird.
Because they even asked her like, do you ever think that robots take over the world? And she's like,
haha, yes.
Yeah, like she talks about it.
She's just like joking about it. And it's funny because she has humor.
Yeah.
Like sometimes she's joking and stuff. So it's like, how far does it go?
In terms of that, I think they went too far with that bitch, and they should probably just unplug her. Like,
but
before we get Ultron,
But the scary thing about that is though, like I feel like robots can get to the point where they can't be unplugged, and they can like figure out how to sustain their own life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe
because like man, if we had an Ultron in real life, dude, oh my,
we're done.
Huh?
We don't have the Avengers. So.
Not yet.
We just have some normal guys.
We just have a bunch of normal guys.
They just have Hero and a Flash mask.
Oh, shit.
My neck.
Oh, gosh. No, but I don't know. Like the more I think about it, because not only can they like take over the world and stuff like that, but they can also trick people. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that one video. Or I don't know how long ago it was. But basically, this guy was saying that... Oh, Shane Dawson. I know you don't watch him, but he actually did like a conspiracy video of like... There's this website, and you have, like, a mic like this, right? This whole setup, and it gives you, like, sentences to read off, and it records your voice. And then, eventually, after it gathers, like, that website you told me about, it gathers enough information from your voice. You can literally type out anything you want, and you can have it speak for you. And in the video, he was talking, or he did a whole shtick, right? And he called his, well, I guess his husband now. He called him on the phone, and he was talking to him, and he didn't really notice that it was, yeah. Like, and after he revealed that he was doing the AI, he was like, something was kind of off, but I kind of ignored it. I didn't really, like, see anything too off about it.
It wasn't and enough then, to point it out.
Yeah. And then that kind of makes me think, like, anybody, if as long as they have access to your voice and to do all that stuff, you know, people can pretend to be you and do some crazy
there's
shit.
There's already scams going on like that.
Yeah.
They'll call your parents and be like, man, you know, I need money. And this and
oh,
that.
Yeah. I heard about
there's
that.
There's scams going around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People are getting, they're like, it sounded just like him. It sounded just like him. But kinda I mean, like I think if you prepare yourself with your family, like, I think you can avoid a lot of stuff. Like, ask them certain questions or, like, why are you calling me from a
like security
what is your maiden name?
I mean, I've always told my brother, I'm pretty sure, I forgot too sometimes, but I think what we, even with us, like, whenever we have a situation where we're not sure, we should have, like, our own personal code, like, our own code
yeah,
word.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if we want to know it's hero, like, hey, what's the code word? Like, fat cock. Okay, yeah, that's it right there.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Eggplant condom. Daddy. So, I mean, it's like, whatever. But yeah, like, I also saw a video, well, not only Shane and, you know, he did that, because he also did it with the sister-in-law, and she couldn't even figure, like, the sister-in-law did it to her mom, same thing, she couldn't really tell. And I saw an interview or, like, a whatever, and someone was doing Donald Trump's voice, and I was like, imagine, like, getting his voice and calling, like, someone from Korea, you know, or calling someone from a different country or whatever to cause, like, trouble. You know, like, that's a fucking serious thing, though, and that's because of AI.
Yeah.
And, like, I know we have, like, different, like, it's funny, like, whenever we hear, like, the, like, different characters singing the cover, like, BMO or, like, the chicken or, like, whatever. But, like, yeah, that's the funny side of it. But, like, in all seriousness,
you can get
like,
malicious really quickly.
You said delicious?
Malicious.
Oh, I was like, damn. That sounds so tasty.
I mean, depending on whose voice it is, it could get delicious as well.
Oh, damn.
Like Frank Sinatra?
I mean, because you can even do it now with your phone on TikTok. There's those.
Oh, yeah, with that. I'm going to say animatronics. What the fuck? The
voice.
The voice,
the voice effects.
Those. And then, well, like you said, the song ones. Those are really weird.
Well, plot twist. We're not really here. Imagine.
This is an AI-generated podcast.
I think, what if we did that, though? Like, what if we had, like, a whole episode or a whole, like, series about, like, can you tell if it's us or you can't tell it's us? And then, I don't know.
If we could do it, I think it would be fun to see if people
can like, figure out or distinguish the two. I feel like when it first introduced the whole voice thing, it was kind of rocky. But, like, now
it's really
pretty
advanced.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, holy shit. Like, I don't know. Because like I don't know, I find that very threatening and very dangerous, because not only can people can manipulate and, you know, copy your voice, imagine like making a whole
well,
robot
like the deep like fakes as well.
Yeah, like so, a like, robot Tweety
paste somebody's face onto somebody else. It's like,
dude, that'd be wild. Because now I've also heard that like scientists are replicating like human skin.
Yeah. Well, they already do that with, like, sex toys and stuff.
Hey,
like
yo.
That. No, I'm just
don't
saying.
Don't call me on that. I was kidding.
How do you know? It's like, and it feels realistic.
Yeah, it feels so really amazing.
Like the real thing.
No, there's already things that I...
It replicates, like, real skin. Human flesh. And so if we think about that, you put that together...
And they're growing meat, too.
Robots. Oh, my God. With robots, with the mind of its own, eventually, and if you add your voice... And if you
why
can,
do we even need women at that point?
Oh, I thought I was gonna say men. I was gonna.
Oh,
but like you put it together, it's kind of creepy overall. Like I don't know why, and people support this. You know, people are like so down to have this. But I guess have you ever watched a fucking movie where AI takes over and then we're all fucked? Like I don't know, man. Like
there's some other movies. I think there's one.
iCarly. I was kidding. That's stupid.
Oh shit. An old one, Bicentical Man, something like that, with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's like whenever
you're wait, what'd warm. You say?
Is it bisexual man?
Bisexual man?
No. It's I don't think that's correct. Bicentical?
Bicentical? Bicentical man. Something like that.
Sentinel.
That's I don't know. It's Sentinel. An old movie and I don't know how to say it.
Bicentinel. Bicentennial, man.
Oh, yeah, Bicentennial. He was close. I'm proud of you for being super close with that.
I haven't read it. The cover.
The cover. Well, maybe if you were a robot, you would have known.
Yeah. No, but that movie, have you seen it?
Yeah, actually, I have. Well, I don't remember it like from
scene to scene. I think I've seen it.
It's about a robot.
He's a robot. And then, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just making jokes about a robot.
It's a robot, and he's like a housemaid or something like that.
House butler.
A butler, yeah.
Yeah, come on, he's a man.
And then...
Wait, did I just assume a robot's gender? Oh, my God.
There you go.
That's how it starts. That's how it starts. But then continue, sorry.
Oh, yeah, and then he just starts getting, like, skin and stuff like that, and he falls in love with...
a woman.
The little girl he took care of.
Oh, my gosh. Dario?
Damn, that's kind of fucked up.
I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, because obviously he doesn't age, so...
No, right, but she does.
But they made it to where...
I like how it's like
he could age at one point, so he died with her or something like that.
Oh, okay, cute. Nah, so moral of the story is, if you wait long enough for a little girl to grow up, you can date her and then die with her.
Invest early.
Invest early in your stock market, people. And by stock market, I mean little girl.
I guess the classic is Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah, Terminator. Mm-hmm. That one's a good one. But that one, was it really like, I thought it was like more of an alien like technology, no?
Is they made the company, sorry, the AI, and then...
Oh, like Jason X?
Put the... Oh, yeah.
I'm never going to forget that. That was Jason a real thing. Jason in space. Jason in space. Imagine Jason XXX? No, I was kidding you. Be like, hey, yo.
I mean, that's probably real, too. I don't know.
It is.
How would you know?
If it exists, there's porn of it. Trust me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see porn of you. Website.
I don't see porn of you.
You think there's like...
I mean, media stuff.
Needs garlic hentai.
Oh my God.
There's that one website.
What website?
I can't remember the name.
Really?
Oh, now you can't remember the
name? Yeah, I feel like
you can't. No, I don't.
Open your phone and let me see your web browser.
You can see my web browser. I don't care.
Really? But I see midget porn on there right now. I see AI midget porn.
It's regular porn to me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
That's what happens when y'all roast me too much. I start roasting myself.
Yeah, I can't.
No, anyways, it's a website and you like put something like literally anything that you can think of.
But how would you know what the website is?
I've seen it. But
you've been on there?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. We'll get them. We are going to get them soon eventually.
Ask Bio, he knows.
Bio would know. Bio watches like hentai and stuff.
He posts it to the group
chat. He posts like girl titties on our freaking... And they're fucking young. Okay, anime girls.
Yo, I'm going to call him.
She's like
yeah, go ahead and call him. So ask him what that website is.
Technically, she's 300 years old.
Technically, oh, yeah, you are right. But
so there's just like a bunch of like Oscar fan art.
I know, right?
Wait a minute.
He's going to make a pull-up cover of me with my titties out. I think he's going to be a... You think he's going to answer?
Maybe. I think he's going to answer.
Zavo, 1, 2, 3, no.
Hello.
Oh,
Amar.
Yes?
I have a question.
Okay.
What's that website where like you can type any character and it comes like porn stuff of them? You're on the air, by the way. Say hi to other people.
Oh, yeah. Omar, you're our special guest for tonight.
I really forgot it, but it has to do with Rule 34.
Rule 34. Wow. I think that's the name of the website.
Have it show me? No, here, stop it.
Oh, okay.
Here, put your pants back up.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Omar.
I think that's the name of the website, right? Or you're not sure?
I really don't know. I just...
Okay. That'd be funny. It's just like, what do you mean? I sent you the link yesterday.
I know, right?
I'll find it off of that.
Wow.
All right, thanks. No, it helps you find all the number amounts of that stuff of each character.
What stuff? Say it.
All right, Omar. Thank you.
Say it.
No problem.
Say it.
Bye.
Say it. This is why he went to jail. He's not a freaking respect people on their decisions.
I think he went on the website. That's why he wants to try.
I know. That's why he wanted to help me get out of here. So it's called Rule 34.
I think that's what it's called.
I look it up.
That's what it's called.
Really? Open it up?
Look.
Oh, my goodness.
Put up Jason X? No, I was kidding. I was stupid.
Why was it blue on Google?
Oh, my God. Hero, don't.
What's his last name?
Jorge's. What was his name? Morhees.
He texted.
Voorhees.
He texted, I fucking hate y'all. The group chat. Jason.
So we had to call in an expert. Sorry.
What is his last Jason. Name?
Voorhees.
Voorhees. I said Jorge like a
dog. Oh, Voorhees?
That's the porn name. Killer?
He's with a killer. W.
Queen. Gunpowder Guillotine.
Okay, I can't. Just think of another character.
Pikachu. I don't know.
Oh my god, I do not want to see.
You said it. See?
Oh my god, a hero.
I'm telling you, it's
weird. Why are you saving
it? Dude, send it to me. I was gonna imagine.
Send it to me so I know how to stay away from there.
Yeah, yeah. Zibia. So now you know, we don't recommend that website. Of course, that's not our sponsor. I was kidding. Our sponsor is not going to be.
Our sponsor today is Rule 34.
Wait, put Tweety on there. No, I was kidding.
needs garlic. It's just garlic.
It's a 3 in the in bed. Huh?
No, I think we have to be a certain level of
fame and fortune. Yeah. How do we get to this anyways?
AI.
Oh, yeah. AI. No. Do not look at the website. That is a bad no-no. But yeah, overall, I think, was it a good idea in the beginning? Yes. I think AI was meant to be overall a helper to humanity. But I think if we're not really careful with it, it can like overrule us and then possibly destroy us all. And
I'm hoping that like they know when to stop. But I mean,
no, people, they're never going to stop.
The problem with scientists is their own ambition sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's like, because just so that they can say they can or did it, they will do it.
But at what cost?
The rest of us?
Any cost.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I would like to believe they wouldn't do that to the humanity of like the world, like get rid of humans or whatever. But I mean, at the end of the day, like there's going to be a point in life where we're just going to be overrun by them and we can't even think at that high level, you know? And next, you know, they're going to have, like, robots. They're going to build their own families. They're going to build their own jobs. It's going to be, like, a whole, like, 360 in the sense of, like, they're the one in charge. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, like, all
what
that.
I think what also be interesting is.
All right, it's enough.
We achieve. that's enough. Yep.
Achieve what?
Like, immortality.
Oh. Through them?
Through
what if
a
we
USB
can
drive?
Bitch. What if we can import our consciousness into a robot that doesn't age or get sick?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
No.
You want to die?
I want to die.
Me too.
I feel like me personally, like
I don't know about like putting it in a robot, but saving my file like somewhere.
Bitch.
For what?
I.
So you just be all awkward. Well,
people
there?
Can ask me questions.
I honestly like.
So it could be like Alexa to my family tree.
They're gonna unplug your ass.
They just delete it. Put me like, in the fucking trash.
Were you the one with the lumps?
Oh my god!
Yeah. No, because this is how you don't get lumps.
I feel like I lived my life appropriately, and I offered what I could. Hopefully by then, right?
This is it.
but well, no, I mean, no, like hopefully I've done more in life, right? But I wouldn't want to continue like something past overdue. Kind of like how we're talking about like the movies, how they overstay their welcome. Kind of like that thing. Like I don't see any benefits of me like living past like 1,000 years old or whatever, just for like, I mean, there's history books, they have technology now where they can learn about the history. Yeah. What am I going to provide? Like nothing, just like my small peepee in the museum and that's it. Like, you know, it's
like, wow.
They're gonna be like, they have small peepees back then. Oh my god. They're gonna be like, here's Oscar's peepee and then here's Hero's peepee. I'm like, damn dude, like what an anaconda, man.
So
what age would you want to live to, if you could choose?
Well, I'm 27 now. I was 28. No, I was kidding.
I feel like I'm pretty much at my peak.
I'm right at my prime. So, I don't know. It's hard to give a day. I mean, an age, because I think the moment where I feel like I am like financially stable, maybe have a family, maybe have kids, that's still up in the air. I guess have to. No. I assume grandkids, yeah. Unless they're gay, then I can't really do anything about it. They can't adopt. Never mind. They can't adopt. I don't know. I just feel like, for me personally, like in the 80s, I feel like it would be a good time to, like, you know, like. But then again, like, I see my grandparents and they're, like, still thriving a little bit. So, I mean,
how old are you?
They're in their peaks right now, so they have plenty of time to go. My grandpa, I want to say, is in his 70s, and then my grandma's in her 60s, late 60s. No, I think something like that. I don't know. But they're old. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like they have lived a good life, a long life, and yet they're still living and have more to do. That's why I feel like 80s isn't that big of a challenge. I
mean, how much does your grandma bench press?
She does at least 50 on each side, minimum. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to live that long, especially I don't want to be a robot either. Like, I'm aware I'm a robot. You know, like, it's my consciousness in the robot body, and I'm aware of
it. No, I think they would delete that part. You would just think you're you.
But no, when I think it'd be better if I know that I'm a robot.
But it has to deal with like the whole confidentiality. Is that a word? Like, they can't just do something without your permission. Like, if you're going to be in a robot,
you're not then, real. So,
well, no, but I'm choosing to put my conscience in something. So I would hope that I'm aware that I did that. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to be a clueless bitch, you know, and just be like, oh, like, whatever. Yeah. Like, I feel like.
I think it'll probably fuck you up.
I mean,
knowing that you aren't actually yourself.
Well, if I knew, no, because if I knew I was dying and I had the chance to be a robot, it's different. You know, like, I wouldn't be like, it wouldn't be like how I just die and then they did it without my permission and put me in a body. Like, if I was dying, I would for sure know that I gave them permission to move my consciousness into a robot body, and I'll be aware that I'm a robot once before a human being, you know? So it's like, I don't know, I feel like it'll be, I don't know. I'd be the dumbest AI ever, but I mean, it'll be interesting, right?
Just keep asking you questions. You're like, I have no fucking idea. So
I didn't go to college. I dropped out. I didn't graduate. So I mean,
you probably don't know this, but
I'm sure you have access to the internet as an AI.
Like, that's true.
I could be like
straight up have internet access though.
What was the guy's name from Winter Soldier? When they found the computer. Not Moloch, the other one. Come on, think.
Fucking.
Maybe if we were AI, we would have known this earlier. Come on, think.
It's not like,
come on, Jimmy Neutron, think.
It's like Zerman.
Armin Zola.
Wow, look at that teamwork. We didn't know robots. Hey, Siri. No, I was kidding. Go fuck Armin Zola. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. What was I going with that point?
I don't know. You just said that.
That you would be like that, I guess. Except probably not evil. I don't know.
No, I'd probably be evil.
I wouldn't say that.
You know what? I would do it. So I could be evil and take over the world. And just be like, snap the whole world. And they are Thanos? No, I'm just kidding.
I can do people's bank accounts and then give it to your family.
Oh, yeah, I could actually. But yeah, overall, what's your opinion on AI? Final answer.
Scary.
Okay, Tweety.
Great. I think it can be helpful, but I feel like we'll go too far eventually.
In a sense of?
Like, because there's a lot of things, small things that you can use AI for too. That's just like helps make our life easier.
Okay.
One of them, there was a bunch of like Microsoft ads for it. I know.
Oh, the Xbox Pro?
This isn't exactly solving world hunger or anything, but it was like helping people like, track populations of endangered species because the AI could recognize where they were, so they would be able to like get an accurate count of where they were. And then, I mean, in the medical field too, like being able to type your symptoms into a computer and then the AI can figure out what's wrong with you, maybe. Like that kind of thing, I feel like that would be useful. That would make us better, help us, because it would have basically the entire knowledge of all the books written. It could. So, but once they start like giving it the ability to think for itself and replicate and all that kind of stuff, I think we'd be fucked by then.
So, I guess I had like a random idea, right? How would a religion play in a world of robots?
That's a good one.
That's a good question, right? Well, here's Miguel. No, I was kidding.
Miguel, the perfect
Hey, come on in, Miguel. Everybody, what's up? No, I was kidding.
No, I was kidding.
Yeah, robots are, robots. No, I was kidding.
Well, that's the thing.
But yeah, that was the thing I was thinking about. So we could talk about this for a long, long time, right, about religion and robots and AI, but let us know in the comments what you would think about that, having AI and religion go hand in hand or not. I don't know.
What's your final verdict?
My final verdict is I think it's very dangerous. I do see the benefits of AI, but also see the cons of AI. And overall, it's because it's something I don't understand fully, I would say no to AI. And when I say no, I mean like I don't want it to be so intertwined with like our personal lives that we become dependent of them and then we're fucked. Like, you know, like, oh, like, yeah, good points. That'll help us out with lots of things. But then I don't want to be to the point where like we depend on them too much. Like we stopped growing because we already made robots.
Something to solve all our problems.
And then with that being said, what's our motive? What's our like motivation to be doing all this stuff? I just feel like
reboot humanity at that point.
Yeah, we'll just be like at a standstill. And once we're at
like,
that,
those aliens from Rick and Morty. Hmm? It's like all the males are dumb because they just get taken care of by the robots.
Yeah, so
not
I
the
mean,
one his name. It's his name gets her pregnant. The robot pregnant.
Morty.
Yeah.
And then he has like a mutated.
He got a robot mutated. Pregnant. And that,
no, it was not the robot pregnant. But because the women species don't want to deal with the men, they just do all the reproducing for them. But it's an egg from the females, obviously.
Yeah.
So it was like a half and half kind of thing.
But yeah, that's just my thing. I just don't want to be too dependent on them.
Oh, like Wally too?
Who's Wally? Oh, yeah. Wally. That was already almost. Start crying.
Yeah. So talk about.
Sorry.
Maybe we'll have a part two.
What about clones?
Is that part? Well, it's not AI. That'll be a different talk for.
Interesting though.
Yeah. So we have some interesting things that we want to talk about next time, and hopefully we'll have a guest. Hopefully not. No, I was kidding. No, but like, we do these things do pop up in my mind about all this stuff, and like, I think right now we're fine. Let's just keep going. With our limitations, right? Don't over push it. And I think we'll be golden. I think we'll be good to go.
I think we'll probably be getting like some laws coming out soon. I don't know. Specifically about like the music covers and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Because like the AI Drake.
Yeah.
They're like people making music with them. Some of them were fucking good though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we're getting there. We are getting there. Well, that's going to be it for episode today, guys. Let us know in the comments down below what you think about AI and how it could help or not help us in the future. Before we go, we're going to go ahead and end it with the song of the week presented by yours truly. It's going to be Love of My Life by Queen. Hope you enjoy that song, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.